You're in the Bootlegger Shack, and I'm your host. We're going to be listening to some bootleg blues and rock recordings, starting it out with Steve Stevens and the Atomic Playboys doing Pet the Hot Kitty, recorded live 1989 at the Diamond Club in Toronto, Canada.
The hot, steamy night, got the windows rolled down. She's checking out a hemline, crazy little feline. You know she's calling every tomcat in town. She's got a diamond, she's got the climber. She's got some time and what crime is that? Tell me out on the face. Woo! She's got to deal with my heat, deal with the heat. She's got the 7 year itch. You better pass the hot kitty,
pass the hot kitty.
I said pass the hot kitty,
yeah, hot kitty,
pass the hot kitty till she pours. How do you feel tonight? Woo! I'll scrub it up on me, baby.
Fucking Friday night! What do we do on Friday nights? Let me hear rock and roll! Rock and roll! Yeah, yeah. I say yeah, yeah.
You're in the Bootlegger Shack. The Allman Brothers Band with Crazy Love from 1979 at the Meriwether Post Pavilion in Columbus, Maryland. Now we're going to listen to Black Country Communion from 2011 at the 930 Club in Washington, D.C. I Could See Your Spirit.
Thank you.
And we just heard the Michael Schenker Group, Armed and Ready, performed at the Rock Junction in West Greenwich, Rhode Island, 2012. Next, we're going to hear Dire Straits perform Brothers in Arms, 1985, at the Houston Coliseum in Houston, Texas.
Thank you.
You're in the Bootlegger Shack.
stars out. It's better than moonshine. This damn show better than rain. Y'all have a sing.
That was Government Mule with a Warren Haynes original, Soul Shine, from 2000 at Croton Park Point at Croton on Hudson, New York. Now we're going to listen to some AC/DC from 2010, recorded at Donington Park in England, Hell's Bells.
Thank you.
UFO out in the street from 1980 at BBC Radio 1 in London. Next up, we're going to listen to Black Sabbath from 1975 at the Convention Hall in Asbury, New Jersey, playing Orchid Rock and Roll Doctor, Don't Start Too Late.
Thank you. beyond belief to be here for the legendary Hubie Sumlin. I just want to let you know that as long as I'm holding a guitar, there'll be some Hubie Sumlin playing. I have the pleasure of having my legendary father with me, Mr. Lonnie Brooks. Tell him everything I know. How about it for this band, huh? How about it for the band? Chicago's is real.
Brooks, ladies and gentlemen. Ronnie Baker Brooks. Yes, sir. When you consider all the incredible music that came out of Chess Records and the musicians who created it, you probably think about singers, guitar players, drummers, harmonica players, but saxophonists, they're definitely not among those who often come to mind, but that's just what Eddie Shaw was doing, playing the saxophone. He was born in a tiny town named Ben Noir and grew up in Greenville, smack in the middle of the Mississippi Delta, the heart of the blues. His big break came in 1957 with Muddy Waters. He sat in with Muddy and his band and was offered a gig with them, and that was his ticket to the big city. He went on to play with pretty much everybody else, Howlin' Wolf, Otis Rush, and his great friend Magic Sam. Eddie's contribution to the blues scene in Chicago is immeasurable. Along with A.C. Reed, the deep, rich sound coming from Eddie Shaw's tenor saxophone has come to define the sound and the role of the saxophone, the blues combo. Now, when Henry Gray was born, Calvin Coolidge was in the White House. The Gold Rush with Charlie Chaplin was in the theater. Gasoline cost you 20 cents a gallon, and an iPad was $15. Steve, that can't be right, man. That's what it says right. The year was 1925, and the place was Kenner, Louisiana. Henry began playing piano at the age of 8. Having been inspired by what he heard in church and on the radio, he learned to play on his own and with the help of a neighbor, Mrs. White, eventually felt comfortable on both piano and organ. His family was supportive, bought a piano for the home, but Henry's awakening interest in blues found no welcome there. But he did find acceptance and encouragement at Mrs. White's. And by the time he was 16, he was getting invitations to play at the local clubs. Henry's father insisted on going with him to those clubs, but dropped his concerns about possible morality issues when he saw that his son was making good money. Henry followed the blues rush to Chicago, where he had family. He became one of the go-to piano sidemen and played with the gods of the blues, Robert Lockwood Jr., Little Walter, Muddy Waters, Sonny Boy Williamson, Jimmy Reed, Jimmy Rogers, Elmore James, Otis Rush, Little Walter, Howlin' Wolf, and the great Elmore James, to name a few. And it is with my great pleasure and appreciation that we bring to the stage, ladies and gentlemen, Eddie Shaw and Henry Gray.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We're so very pleased to be here, Henry and I, but on this special occasion, we intend to give you our best. You know, when I was invited here, they say, can you do the date? And I said, not without Henry. I live in Chicago. Henry's in Baton Rouge, so we had to look him up. But we have always communicated with one another, and we've been together for a long, long time. Hubert and I was together for over 30 years. You know. So I kind of know what the blues is all about.
That was Ronnie Baker Brooks and Lonnie Brooks at the Apollo Theater in New York City, 2012, at a memorial for Hubert Sumlin, who was Howlin' Wolf's guitar player for many, many years. And they did Born in Chicago, which is a Nick Gravenitis tune, and Sweet Home Chicago, which is from Robert Johnson. Thanks for listening.